This is Winging It, the somewhat whimsical, certainly whirring, decidedly wonky, seldom weighty, endlessly well-intentioned and wildly witty show about music where one knows what's coming and the other doesn't. And it happens in between both proper to ensure you get to spend anywhere from 15 to about 90 minutes, 120 minutes, whatever, with us often. Probably more so than you'd like, but, you know, that's fine. We're still coming at you. So we've done some very interesting wingings in the past, and I think this one is a good one. This is a little series where we talk about the worst songs of a certain year, and this one is 1973. Now, when we talked about some of these other years, this is David's era, his fave.
Yeah, it's
here.
A dino's dream if I ever did see one.
So one of the things that we're doing is going through, and now David and I disagree on a lot of what sucks or what doesn't in this particular time period. Let's see if 1973 has as many duds in as RateYourMusic.com says it does. So we're going to start with maybe some low-hanging fruit, depending on who you are, and that is Blue Suede, Hooked on a Feeling.
Ooga shaka.
Ooga, ooga.
Come on. It is a cover. That's true.
Yes.
Do you want to speak about it first? Yeah.
Well, so it's interesting. So this is Europop, right? And pop rock. So that's kind of something. Blue-Eyed Soul, again, that bubblegum, the funk rock. There is funk. It's love, romantic, melodic. It's playful. It's all those cute things. So yes, it is a cover. But I wonder if this cover did not outperform the original. I feel like I know this much, much better than the original. And most people probably don't even know who the original is.
Exactly. I grew up with the cover.
And it's
Swede, and that drives me. I've been calling it Swede my whole life. It's Blue Swede.
Right, not Swede.
It is a cover, and if I'm not wrong, it's B.J. Thomas, right?
I do not have that information.
I believe it's B.J. Thomas, of all people. And I love the original, but I'm telling you, Ooga Shaka does not drag it down. I think it's fine.
I do not like that part at all.
I get excited when the song comes on because it's a cappella.
It gets you ready. Yeah. You're like, oh, here it comes.
It gets me ready. It's a cappella, and then the music comes in.
True.
I think it's fun. To me, I love it. Definitely doesn't belong on the list.
So why is it Swede? Yes, because it is a W. That's why it's Swede, folks. So when I looked at it, my brain automatically changed it to U, but there's a W, S-W-E-D-E, so Blue Swede.
I did that same thing for decades. Yeah.
So the next one, and we'll see how you feel. I'm not a huge fan of this particular artist on his own, but this is You're 16, Ringo Starr.
Oh, no.
So pop, rockabilly, pop is what they're calling it. I don't hear it as rockabilly at all. New Orleans, R&B, happy. I don't think it's any of that. But I think this fits where it is, the bottom of the list. I think it sucks. But I'm not a big Ringo on his own fan. I like Ringo with the Beatles. But I think that when that ended, Ringo should have just enjoyed his riches.
It's a cover of a rock and roll song. So that kind of makes it a rock and roll song. And it's not... it doesn't hurt to listen to. I kind of enjoyed it, but it wasn't like one of those. It doesn't. My teeth never gnashed about it. Put it that way.
Ooh, I want to say it's like a 3. I'm giving it a 3.
Another 3.
That's where I'm at.
Kind of like the oldies, you know.
Yes, I know. So a 3. So I think is that
you're just mad? No one said your lips are like strawberry wine.
I am kind of mad. Why is that?
I'm sure they have.
Oh shit. Not to my face, which is when it counts, you know?
I have. People have said that to me.
We'll see. There you go. So I think, does it belong on this list? Yeah. For me, if it's like below a 5, it belongs on the list. So I'm saying yes. Are you saying no? It doesn't belong on this list?
No. Frankly, okay. No. Sorry.
All right. We disagree. What about Steve Miller Band's The Joker? He's a midnight toker.
I mean... there are parts of it that kind of make it kind of, I don't know. It's kind of tasteless. It's not a great, great song. I love Steve Miller, but that's not the best of Steve Miller. I mean, it's a shame he's known so much for it, but it's but not the worst, though. But if that's the worst, then it must have been a good year again, because it's not terrible, but it's kind of sad.
Is it below 5?
It's maybe five.
Yeah, so it belongs here then. Five or Below belongs. I think it belongs on one of the shit ones of the year. Again, Steve Miller Band got some good stuff. This one is not one of them.
No.
So, yeah, I think it's kind of a stinker, and it's stupid. Unfortunately, some of it's just stupid. Now, this one.
Yes, yes, it is.
I'm not sure about this one. I'm interested to hear what you have to say. Terry Jacks, Season in the Sun.
Oh, goodbye to you, my little one. It's one of those songs. It's one of those tearjerker ballads.
Yeah.
And it's been updated and given some kind of creepy treatment and everything. It's just one of those timeless songs somebody's using as a creepy horror show trailer or something. But is it really a terrible song? Honestly, it's not. It is kind of... It's a little bit moving, I think. Depends on how cynical you feel. And you would think I would hate it, but honestly, it's not bad.
Well, they call this folk pop or pop rock, or even Baroque pop. It's just interesting. Bittersweet, melancholic, you know, melancholic, sorry, death, somber, all that kind of stuff. I give this song like a 5.5. So I don't know that it belongs here. I understand why it's here, but I think maybe it's an overlooked gem, to be honest.
It's hard to die when the birds are singing in the sky. I mean, it's...
It is hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't tried it, but I've heard it's very hard. So... So this is a interesting moment. Let's see what you think. Because I don't actually know how you feel about this band, really. So, Lady by Styx.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You want to lead that? Or?
I'm just going to tell you, I'm a Styx fan.
Yeah,
I don't know what to say. And this song, I just... I love this song. Of course I love this song. I don't know. I do. I've loved it for so long, and I love it now, and I don't believe it belongs here.
Honestly, I have a hard time putting anything Dennis DeYoung sings
on it. Thank you.
I mean, I suppose he can cheese it up and did with Styx, but honestly, that is classic Styx.
Thank you. I agree.
Like, nobody could take a song that starts like a ballad with vocals that just cut you, you know?
Beautiful.
And then turns it into hard rock. And Lady is an absolute... I love Styx. I've seen Styx twice in concert.
Damn.
And that song absolutely slams, kicks ass. I mean, Styx 2, unbelievable album. Love this band. Love it.
And I wonder if it's because, for the reasons you said, that it ended up on this list, because people don't like Dennis DeYoung because they think he... you know, cheesed it up a little bit. For me, he made it more theatrical and dramatic, and I like that. I mean, I love Queen. Queen is theatrical and dramatic, you know? I mean, I like that, and I think he makes the song so much more moving. He really definitely gets the emotional message out. I don't know. I love him.
Well, you know, that is a great analogy you just drew between Queen and Styx. We love a show.
Yes.
And Dennis DeYoung is a showman, and Styx is showy, and, you know, Queen. And a lot of people, maybe not a lot of people, but there's certain people can't really relate to that.
Yeah.
And maybe he cheesed it up later on, decades
Definitely.
Later.
Oh, sure.
But that was killer.
I agree.
And comparing to Queen, absolutely. It is big, it is showy. Anybody who doesn't shed a couple of tears during Come Sail Away,
oh,
come on.
Oh, my
you know?
God. Yes.
On board, I'm the captain to climb aboard. I mean, this guy, Lady, is the same way. Just turns into another rocker and another Triumph by Styx. I loved it myself.
Yeah, so I think they definitely got this wrong because I don't think it belongs here. To me, that's like one of those songs that's, you know, pretty high up on the list, like an 8 or 9 for me. So I'm
brainwashed
stunned.
To now wonder if they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because we were talking about that before.
I don't know if Styx are. I would hope so, but I don't know.
I would hope so.
So, what about Bay City Rollers, Saturday Night?
You know what? I have always loved the Bay City Rollers.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had their album, Rock and Roll Love Letter, and listened to it recently. These guys are a legitimate rock and roll band, and the song is actually good. Like, songs of that type tend to be, if you look past, you know, the sneering, like Hanson Mbop, you know, for example, you find a good song like Saturday Night by the Bay City Rollers and a good band, too. So there's some nights I turn that shit on and crank it up when I'm going to go out because it gets you in the mood. It really works.
Yeah, I like this song, and I don't have any issue with Bay City Rollers or this song. I don't know that it's, you know, really high for me. It's probably like a 5.5. You know, so I think I understand why it may be closer to the bottom for some people, Just this particular song, not Bay City Rollers. I enjoy them very much, but I like cheese just as much as the next person, and I like schlock as well. I like all that stuff, and they offer some of that too, which I appreciate.
Gotta love it.
Yeah, so I don't think it belongs on this list either. And this one, I cannot wait because of things you've said on previous shows here. Half Breed, my share. Be careful because you may regret what you say later.
Yes, I know. I know I'll be haunted by the response to this, so I have to be careful, as she says.
I don't love this song. This is definitely like a three for me, although I think of the songs that Cher does, this is my favorite that she does. And again, I don't know. It makes sense to me that she's doing it. The ostentatious presentation and the video, the whole thing was fine for me, but it's a three for me. I understand why it's on this list. It's not a great triumphant song, and it definitely is hopefully not representative of the music in 1973.
Yeah, both sides were against the song from the day it was born. You know?
Yeah.
honestly, yeah. This doesn't represent Cher very well either, nor 1973. It is kind of like, let's forgettable, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Less said, the better. Yeah. Pretend it never happened, you know?
Yeah, that's most of Cher's career, unfortunately.
Meanwhile, she disavows, just like Jesse James. We need to talk about that, Cher.
Yeah, that's quite something. Now, I will say, I know many people who are fans of her later, you know, kind of her pop, her disco feel sort of stuff. I'm still out. I'm out on all of it. So, all right. So I think that belongs here, and clearly you do as well. So what about fucking this band, man? They can't get a break. The Eagles, Tequila Sunrise.
Fucking Eagles, man.
There was three songs on the worst of 1972 by the Eagles, and here's one now.
Well, yeah, this is countrified enough to where I'm
going
to guess where you stand.
Oh,
on
I
it.
Can tell you where I'm
but,
out.
But actually, you know, I have a hard time not liking anything by the Eagles, honestly.
So
if it comes on, I'm going to listen to it because, you know, I just think it's a great band.
I'm giving it a three.
Three.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm giving it a three and saying, yep,
Countrified
it belongs
Eagles,
here.
Right? Yeehaw.
Yeah, I can't do it. All right, so here we go. Now we're going into some Motown here. Touch Me in the Morning, Diana Ross.
Yeah, this is going to make you laugh, but I actually had the album Touch Me in the Morning by Diana Ross back in that year.
Because you love this song?
It wasn't necessarily for this song. In fact, despite this song, it's not a great song, honestly. And Diana Ross has done an awful lot better, and it's best not to tar her with this. Exactly.
Yes, this is definitely a three for me, and it belongs on this list. But I do like, you know, Supremes, and I like some Diana Ross stuff on her own, too. So this
is
not representative.
Diana Ross solo is great. This definitely doesn't
represent. It
is, represent.
Not my fave, unfortunately. So, sorry, Diana. So, are you ready? Are you braced?
Yeah.
The Carpenters, Sing. Yeah, so...
Yeah, sing the song. I mean, it's you would think it'd be a cover from like a Muppet movie or something.
Well, it's like, I guess, but it's like, if it's children's music, yeah, I can almost excuse it, but it's not what it's meant to be, although I think it is used as children's music. I don't know. I love the Carpenters. This song, I'm not in.
We love the Carpenters here and everything. This is really bottom of the barrel Carpenters.
Yeah.
It's kind of bland. Now, I know a lot of people out there think the whole Carpenters experience is bland, but
no,
honestly, it's not. This really kind of is bland.
Yeah, it really is.
So, yeah, I think we're on one accord about this one.
Yeah, I'm thinking a three on that one. I don't know. So,
don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Maybe you should. Yeah.
Exactly. So, Grand Funk Railroad, we're an American band.
Oh, my goodness. What to say?
Well, I'm going to go to the, if this comes on, I'm changing it. That's just what happens. Now, is it offensive? It's not offensive. I just not something I need to listen to. I feel like I've heard it, again, walking around Walmart or something, you know, too many times. I'm good. I don't need to really hear it again, you know. So is it terrible? No, it's probably like a four for me, 4.5.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that honestly benefits from being part of an album.
Yeah.
I was intimately acquainted with and had the Grand Funk album, We're an American Band.
Mm.
And it's a really strong album, and this is certainly not This is one of the weaker tracks. It is not a really strong, especially if you've heard it a few times.
Yeah.
But it's an unusual one in that it was written and sung by drummer Don Brewer and not Mark Farner, which I think he's done some good stuff before, but this is the bottom of the barrel of the track and everything. Yeah. So I would definitely not put it on anything like that list, though.
You would not put it on the shit list?
No, definitely not.
Okay, yeah. I think it's like a 4.5, so it just makes the list for me. I'm interested to hear what you think about this one. So Jim Croce. So how do you feel about Jim Croce?
I say we, you know, like a royal we. In the family, we love Jim Croce, listen to Jim Croce a lot, and I still do. So it'd be interesting to see what song makes it on there.
It's a song I hate. So Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. Baddest man in the whole damn town.
Honestly.
Better than old King Kong. Yeah. I can't. I'm just some of the meaner like than a junkyard dog. I've got to go.
You don't mess around with Jim, Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. Those character study songs. They're kind of why we fell in love with Jim Croce and the first thing we fell out of love with. But I won't turn it off if it comes on. I will listen to Jim Croce anytime. Oh. But
I will listen to different Croce, not this. Yeah. This is a 3 for me. And I will definitely switch that the fuck off.
Yeah.
Other Jim Croce, yes.
Yeah. Like I said, it's the thing that gets you into Jim Croce, and then you see the rest, and you forget this soon. Yeah.
So here's a couple more interesting things. So I have to do it. I almost didn't, but I have to. America Muskrat Love.
Wait a minute. What?
America did Muskrat Love.
Gee, would that be the same Muskrat Love that we eviscerated on the other show?
I would imagine, though I have not heard it.
I assume.
Should we give it a listen and see if it is the same?
If it's called Muskrat Love, it must be, but I have to hear this abomination.
I have to hear this, so we'll be back.
I remember thinking that we needed to call in an airstrike. They should have called an airstrike on the studio to prevent it from being done. Perhaps America needed an airstrike and a few Hellfire missiles as well.
Oh my
so
God.
We shall find out.
We're going to whoosh.
I wish you could have heard that.
That was the fucking worst. We immediately just lost it laughing.
We're really sorry if you love that song, but
I'm not. You should stop. It's just an intervention.
Well, it's funny because it's so radically different. Of course, it's the same, you know, Muskrat Susie song before. And Sammy the Muskrat is so skinny. You know.
What the fuck? Why?
It's given this, instead of this, you know, the captain's, you know, poppy, dreamy chords, it's got this acoustic, folky, kind of druggy.
Stupid.
Yeah, this real Muskrat Susie.
It's Muskrat Susie.
So, I mean... It kind of reflects that you'd have to be as stoned as they sound to really want to hear about a muskrat tickling and
they're
tangling.
They're too
and
stoned.
Stuff,
yeah. Somebody should have stopped them.
I've never been stoned enough to like that song.
I don't think I could be. I don't think anyone could be stoned enough to like that song. Oh, my God. So, that's a 1 for me. I'm really out. Definitely belongs on this list.
Anything about Muskrat Susie and Muskrat Sam belongs on any list that includes the word worst. Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Well, you're going to be thinking, what else could possibly be on this list? Well, what about the Carpenters again making another appearance?
They found 2 Carpenter songs they think are worthy of being on this list. I don't know about that. Let's see.
Top of the World.
Wow.
On the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find.
Well, this is in the same vein, I suppose, as Sing, only not nearly as much. Yeah,
vein.
Yeah, kind of the same vein. Again, it's a shame to... they're not tarring the Carpenters with this brush. They just say the song sucks. And
yes, the song.
I don't entirely agree, though. No. No, it's not that bad.
I don't know. I give this song...
Such a feeling coming over me.
Like a 4.5. So I think it belongs on this list. If it comes on, I usually will listen to it like maybe 20 seconds. I'm like, or I'll listen to it till it gets to the chorus, and then I'm like, why am I listening to this? And I get out.
It's where it's like, why do you like this?
Why do you like this? Yeah. Why do you like this? I can't actually tell you. It's yeah. So I think it belongs on this list again, not because the Carpenters aren't amazing, this particular song.
I guess Karen's got that kind of voice where you can get caught up just in that and not really notice that the
You're
song
not
isn't
even
that great.
Kidding. That's yeah. the thing. It's there's a voice. Yeah. That voice, there's nothing like it.
You listen
nothing.
To it and it's like if the melody's not that great, it's like still it's Karen's voice.
It's still you know? Karen. Right, yeah. Exactly. So you just kinda let it go. So, the Wailers,
hey,
I shot the sheriff.
I shot the sheriff, man.
Yes.
Worse? Why? I wonder. No, I don't think so.
Yeah. I actually like this song. I've always liked this song. Is it like a 9? No, it's probably like a 5.5 for me. It's fine. I'm not going to turn it off. I usually get about halfway through and then change the channel. You know, but I think it's a good song. It's fun and it's... I don't know. I like the way they do this song. I really do.
I do think it was covered a little bit better in the version which everybody was usually familiar with at first, which was the Eric Clapton
Absolutely.
Cover.
Absolutely.
But and the some of the vocals put you off a little bit when you first hear the Wailers version.
Yes.
But it is great. It is a good solid song. I don't know of any Marley that I'm not just glad to hear all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
In fact, I went to a dance party when I DJed. They played like 5 Marley songs, and it was just great rocking, like everybody's, you know.
Great rock, absolutely.
Definitely does not belong.
I don't think it belongs here either. I really don't. So, again, not super high on my list, but I don't think it's bottom of the barrel, at least not for this year, and certainly not for Bob Marley and the Wailers. So, yeah. So, it sounds like, again, there's a lot of... deviation from this list for us. We agree, we disagree on some things, but I think mostly we're in alignment, so I'm pleasantly surprised. I thought for sure we'd just clash of titans on this one. But I mean, this is your area, you know, this is your time, so I want to yield to you, but I cannot. I must say how I feel about these songs.
Yes, I like it when you are verbose.
Yes.
And when you are outspoken.
Yes. So, well, that's it. That's all we have for this. We will continue this little string of worst of, which I think is so much more fun than just the best of. I like talking shit, and I also like saying, no, that song doesn't suck that bad.
It's fun when songs suck. You know?
It's kind of fun. Yeah. All right, well, since we're done talking about this topic until we do 1974, I guess that only leaves for you to say...
Let's fly this coop.
This has been Winging It, a presentation of Birds of a Feather, on What the Flock Radio.